Mokopa lawmaker Amos Chibaya attracted the ire of the acting speaker when he led his colleagues in singing a song denouncing the system after Maruma Oko refused to give Chamisa's motion the nod. He was ejected from the house shortly afterwards and members of his party stormed out in protest. Chamisa said Zamara's disappearance was an issue of national concern, hence his motion. He said he was disappointed by the speaker's decision to postpone the motion to next Tuesday. Earlier, Maruma Oko had said the matter had been adequately answered yesterday when Justice Minister and Deputy President Emmerson Mnangagwa said Zamara's abductors would be brought to book. Mnangagwa was responding to questions from lawmakers.
That issue has not been acknowledged by the Speaker because they are trying to find excuses. And this is why we have said we cannot be in Parliament, you know, because it's allowed by our standing orders in the Constitution for us to raise any matter we feel is of importance. And this is why MPs feel that this operation is unacceptable.
Chamisa said Parliament cannot conduct business as usual when Zamara has not been accounted for.
It will still be an urgent matter to the extent that Zamara has not been found. And Parliament cannot be business as usual if Zamara is not yet accounted for. And the duty is on the state.
MDCT Chief Whip Innocent Gonese addressed his colleagues after the walkout. He said given past cases of political violence where activists were abducted and found dead later, Zamara's case was of national importance and should be discussed in Parliament.
This is obviously a matter which touches on very fundamental issues, looking at issues of human security. It's not the first time. We all know we've lost comrades who have disappeared in a similar manner. Later on, their bodies have been found.
Zamara was abducted by suspected state security agents on Monday, and there's been no word about his whereabouts since. Police spokeswoman Charity Charamba says the police are investigating Zamara's alleged kidnapping, but she did not have any fresh information today. Pressure has been mounting on Harare to find Zamara or to release him if he's being held by state security agents. The civil society has also been calling for his immediate release. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.